And here is a story about the baby Jesus. And Matt is going to read that to us.
On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was a righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own souls too." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Invite Tim to come and speak to us now. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Joe. Well, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you. Let's try that again. Merry Christmas to you all. Fantastic. Merry Christmas at home. I hope you can hear me, even if you can't see me. And if you're visiting this morning, my name really is Tim Partridge. That's not just for Christmas, all year round. Lovely to be with you this morning. Now, the waiting is finally over. Who's been waiting ages for Christmas? Put your hand up if you've been waiting ages. And keep your hand up if you've had an advent calendar that's counted down to Christmas. Yeah, and keep your hand up if it's felt far too long to wait. There's lots of people who've not been waiting for Christmas in this room this morning. And keep your hand up if you're really excited that the waiting's over. Yes, some of us are. Others are waking up or just not feeling a need to put your hand up. That's fine. Well, the waiting is finally over. Christmas is finally here. We can finally open our presents, see what's under the tree, see what we've received. But of course, the greatest gift at Christmas, the reason we give gifts, is the Lord Jesus himself. And I wonder if you heard in that reading we just heard from the Bible, why Jesus and Christmas are so special. We're going to spend a few moments thinking about Jesus, the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Now, there was a clue in the reading, and there's a clue in our next song. And so to make sure we're all fully on the same script this morning, I thought we could sing the clue that we're going to sing in just a moment. And that clue is this. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. It's going to be in our next carol. And it goes like this. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. So I thought we could have this half of the church singing the first bit and this half singing the next bit. Don't worry, you don't need to stand up and sit down if you were here last Sunday. So, all together, after three, one, two, three. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. That was pretty good. Well done. And we're going to be singing that through this talk whenever I say the word sing. Okay, well done. So why is Christmas special? Why is Jesus special? Well, actually, 2,000 years ago, people were waiting for the very first Christmas. Just like we're waiting for Christmas, we have been waiting for Christmas this year. And the man who was waiting in our Bible story was, here he is on the screen, was this man, Simeon. He was waiting for the first Christmas. He was waiting because he trusted God. He was waiting because God had said, "You will see the first Christmas. I promise you will see it." God had said, "The first Christmas will come," but Simeon didn't know when. He didn't know when he was going to sing, "Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save." Well done. He didn't know. But what God had promised Simeon is that he would see God's Saviour King before he died. And so he was waiting. How do you think Simeon felt? Well, we're going to talk about it with the people sat near us. You see, Simeon knew he was waiting for a... Let's see it on the screens, Mike. He knew he was waiting for a gift. A gift from God. So why don't you turn to the person near you and say, "What does it feel like waiting to open a Christmas present? What does it feel like waiting to open a Christmas present?" Well, let me draw that conversation to a close. The excited hubbub in the church this morning shows that waiting for a present is so exciting, so exciting. I even heard the word suspense. It's so exciting, but actually you're unsure of what it's going to be. So Simeon was excited, but he wasn't sure what God was going to do. But you know what? Simeon knew his people needed help. His people needed help. They'd not always asked God for help when they could have done. And also, they knew that life was not always straightforward. It wasn't easy. They felt insecure and uneasy. So what does it feel like waiting for help? And if that's a bit of a tricky question, what does it feel like to be this boy on the screen? Here's a boy. Here's a boy who's fallen over, needs some help. What does it feel like waiting for help? Why don't we discuss that with the people near us? What does it feel like waiting for help? Let's draw that conversation to a close as well. Let's be honest, some of us in this room, and it's probably the blokes, we don't really want anyone to help us at all, do we, if we're honest? And yet this boy, he knows he needs help. And when he knows he needs help, he just wants that help to come because he's feeling sad and upset. And God had promised he would send help. But you know what? It wasn't just a gift. It wasn't just help that he'd sent that Simeon had to wait for. He promised to send a person. Just like at Christmas, when you're waiting to see your family, let's see it on the screen, you're looking out the window, wondering when they're going to arrive. He promised to send a real live person. Now, last time to chat in your pews, what does it feel like to wait for someone you're looking forward to seeing? A person, your family, your friends, what does it feel like to wait for a person? Last time to chat. Thank you. Well done, everyone. Well done. Isn't it wonderful to wait for a person? Someone who's going to smile at you? Someone who you can finally give a hug to? Someone who's going to bring cheer and lighten up your day? And you're going to be able to spend the day with them. Isn't it wonderful to wait for a person? Well, Simeon was waiting for God's gift, God's help, God's person. That's what he was waiting for. He'd been waiting a long time. And I bet he was asking, what's the king going to be like? Can this saviour king really be the best king ever? And well, what changes is he going to make to my life? What's it going to be like to follow the saviour king? Will I actually want his help? I bet he didn't find waiting easy. Waiting can be really hard. And just for the older ones amongst us, what is it that we're waiting for this Christmas? Deep down, what are you really hoping for? Really longing for? What in your heart and your mind do you want today, this week, and in 2022? Because perhaps we need to take a lead from Simeon this morning to look for what God gives us, to look for the gift that he has for us and his help, because we're about to see it's the best gift ever. You see, one day the waiting was finally over. Simeon went down to God's temple. Here it is on the screen. And he went to the temple where God's people met with God, and he saw a young couple, Mary and Joseph, there, who'd come to offer their sacrifices. And what else do you think Simeon saw? Did he see someone wearing a royal crown? No. Did he see someone in a royal carriage? No. Simeon saw... go on, Mike. A little child. A little baby boy. It was the baby Jesus. And Simeon took one look at him and said, the waiting is over. Dear God, my eyes have seen your salvation. And he burst into song, singing, Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. For those of you at home, I'm holding my son in a Christmas jumper, which doesn't really look like Jesus looked in the temple. He wasn't wearing a Christmas jumper, I'm sure. But isn't it amazing? Simeon took a baby in his arms and said, I've seen God's salvation. What can a baby do? Well, they can cry, I can tell you that much. They can do a bit of feeding, but they can't do an awful lot. They can't tell us what they think. They can't lead us into battle. They can't solve all our problems, at least not in one go. It doesn't look like it. But it shows us that God doesn't work in the way we expect. Because when Simeon saw this child and God's spirit was moving in him, he said, yes, yes, you are God's gift. Yes, you are God's help. Yes, you are the person we have been waiting for. The baby Jesus, not the baby Toby, the baby Jesus, God's help, God's gift, God's saviour king. And no wonder Simeon looked at him and said, salvation. He started singing, Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. And there's just one final thing. Why did he know that was right? Well, he said, Lord God, I can now die in peace. I can now die in peace. I've seen your baby, and now I can die in peace. Now, just think about how amazing that is. Some Christmas presents you get, well, in fact, most of them, actually, they're not so great, are they? I mean, just think about it. If you get a cracker toy later on when you're eating a Christmas lunch, those cracker toys, in general, they're a bit poor, aren't they? They're a bit rubbish. Or what about Christmas socks you get in your stocking? It's not long before you put a hole in your Christmas socks. In fact, I got some socks a couple of years ago. I put a hole in straight away. And what about a box of chocolates? On Christmas Day, we get a big box of chocolates. But do you know what? Do you know what? It's not long before they're Oh, all gone. They don't last. You see, it's very hard to get a present which works day in, day out, year after year after year. But Jesus is the present who really lasts all through life, the present who fills your life full up, and the present who lasts through death. That's what Simeon said. Because I've seen Jesus, I can die in peace. I've seen the one who can get me through death. He's the gift that lasts through death, or rather, actually, he is the gift who gets us safely through death. He holds on to us. That's what makes him special. He takes away our fear, uncertainty. He makes our future secure forever. Jesus came to be our Saviour King. That's what Simeon knew. And so can I encourage you this morning, this Christmas morning, be like Simeon. Praise God for Jesus. Rejoice in Jesus, the Saviour King, and look to him. Look to him just like Simeon did as he took him in his arms. He's the best gift at Christmas. No gift can beat him. Don't look to a bucket list or hope that salvation is under the tree. No, Jesus is the best gift at Christmas. He's come to save us from death and from hell and from future uncertainty, that we might have a secure future forever. He is enough for each day. We don't need anything else, and he'll be enough forever. And that's why Simeon burst into song, singing really loudly, Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. Let's take a moment as we pray together and take a moment to reflect on the Christmas baby. Almighty God, we praise and thank you that as Simeon saw the baby Jesus, he knew your gift, your help, your salvation had arrived. And we pray that you would help us to see the Lord Jesus for who he is this Christmas, and indeed through all of our days. Would he be the present who fills our lives right up so that we have need of nothing else. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.